everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm so glad to have you back for another All Cal episode. As you know, here at Hypnosis, etc., we talk about hypnosis, hypnotherapy, hypnosis news, and anything related to hypnosis. Hey, if you haven't already gone there, go to our fan page on Facebook. It's facebook.com/hypnosisetc, all one word, hypnosisetc. And that's where the conversation keeps going on. Also, if you'd like to get a complete list of every one of these podcasts, a list of titles, each one clickable, you click that title and you know what happens? A video plays, because we've got hundreds of these for you. It's like an encyclopedia of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Oh, so who am I? In case you don't know, I am the CEO and founder of the Cal Banyan Hypnosis Center, Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California. I'm a developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System, 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, a mind-body-spirit form of hypnosis, an all-round authority on hypnosis. And I put out a new video, either by myself or with one of our co-hosts, every stinking week. This is going to be like number 360 or 70. It's just amazing. I think if I knew I was going to be doing this for so long, I might not even have started. That's not true. All right. Upcoming courses. For you folks who are watching this in 2015, 2025, 22, 45, if my courses are still going on in the future, you can always get them, the schedule on calbanyan.com or perhaps even hypnosis.org. Now, let's see here. Week of Power coming up in May. May 4th through the 10th, 7 days. It's for all you folks out there who are already certified. And then we've got the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Center Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Course. And that's July 14th through the 25th, 2014. And you know what? There's always, that I've seen so far, the future could change. But right now, and as usual, we have discounts for early registration. Now, what are we going to do today? Happy anniversary to me. This month, my wife and I have been full-time in the hypnosis business for 18 years. That's right. That means we're all grown up. We're of legal age in the world of hypnosis. We've been doing it for 18 years. We've seen thousands of clients at our center, thousands and thousands of sessions. We've taught hypnotherapists and we've certified trainers. And I'll tell you just a little bit of the story of the Hypnosis Center and give you some insider tips. So, it started in a land not so far away, Los Angeles, California. I was born. Now that's the long version. I'm going to speed it up a lot. When I was 18, well actually 17, I signed up, joined the United States Air Force. While I was in the Air Force, I took my very first course, college course, and it was in psychology. And the professor had a common interest with me. You see, my uncle, my grandmother's brother, I guess that's a granduncle, was interested in hypnosis. And he was what they call a lay hypnotist. And even back as far as the 50s and 60s, he was doing all kinds of hypnosis stuff, but just kind of as a hobby. But as a result, most of the people, adults in my family, have been hypnotized by my uncle. And so what's that got to do with anything? He never hypnotized me. He didn't train me in hypnosis, but I grew up in a family where hypnosis was not all that weird. So, when I always had this kind of interest in hypnosis, but I never really did anything about it until I met this professor in college when I was taking psychology when I was in the Air Force. And he had an interest in hypnosis, and he said, if you're interested, want to learn how to hypnotize, get, and he listed some books. By golly, I got those books, I started reading them, and before you know it, I was hypnotizing my friends. And this was around 1976, 77 in that period of time. And I was now in the tradition of my uncle, a hobby hypnotist. Now we move forward in time. get out of the Air Force, I meet a wonderful lady who becomes my wife, Maureen Banyan, and we decide that we're going to relocate from the Orange County, Los Angeles area, move up to Minnesota, because we thought one day it'd be nice to have kids, and we thought raising kids in the Midwest would be perfect. We moved up there, and I met a fellow, Dr. Alan Fannin. And here's an interesting thing. I mean, I was just a high school graduate. I'd had a couple of college courses in the Air Force, but I was really not an academic type. I thought about going to college, but it wasn't something that I expected to do. And I met Dr. Alan Fannin, who was a psychologist, and we hit it off great. And it was really important in my development as a hypnotist because as I was befriended by this psychologist, I thought, you know what? I'm just about as smart as this guy. Maybe I could be a psychologist too. And before you know it, I'm enrolled at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, North Dakota in psychology. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I'm going to learn all this cool stuff. And one of the things that Dr. Alan Fannin did was he was interested in a lot of the stuff I was interested in. That's why we hit it off and he befriended me. And so, you know, spiritual stuff like meditation and then hypnosis. And he tried to hypnotize me once, but our relationship was one that I think I kind of got in the way of allowing him to hypnotize me. And that, by that I mean actually, with hindsight, I realized he didn't do a good pre-talk and I had misconceptions about hypnosis and that's why it didn't work. Anyway, still the interest was there. I go and I complete my bachelor's degree in psychology and I'm kind of disappointed because I thought if I went to college, I'd learn the insider stuff about hypnosis. But really what had happened is hypnosis had been relegated to a footnote in the history of psychology, sometime around Freud. Well, then I applied to and got into graduate school. And while I was in graduate school, I thought, aha, this is where they teach you about hypnotherapy and hypnosis and that kind of stuff. And I got through my master's degree program and still footnote in the history of psychology. I applied to, got into the PhD program, clinical psychology, and went all the way through that, completed all my coursework, did everything but my dissertation and an internship. And there was still nothing more about hypnosis. I heard that one of the professors did hypnosis, but he wasn't really open to talking about it. So, as it turned out, I burnt out on psychology. I never completed my PhD and just went to work as a master's level in psychology. And I went to work for Lutheran Social Services, did that for a little while, and just doing regular family therapy. And that was awesome. And then what happened was, there's this old saying, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy. And Maureen, well, my lovely wife, intelligent wife, who I owe a lot to, because if there wasn't for a Maureen Banyan, there never would have been a Banyan Hypnosis Center, because she was behind me 100%. Anyway, she wanted to live in a more metropolitan environment than Grand Forks, North Dakota. I loved it. Beautiful town, great people, but mama's not happy, right? And so we negotiated the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, and we moved there, and it was a different state with different licensing requirements. See, when I was in Grand Forks, North Dakota, I covered four different counties. I knew the social workers. I knew the psychologists. I was totally plugged into the human service system. Moved to Minneapolis, and I didn't know anyone. I didn't know what to do. And that I was able to just sit back and think, you know, if I could do anything, what would I do? And I could go get licensed in Minnesota, master's level. I could go back and finish my PhD work. And I thought, let me look at this hypnosis thing one more time. And I did research. I found someone to study under. I became certified, and that was March 1996, 18 years ago. And that's why it's my anniversary. And I spoke to my wife after going through certification, and I said, I think we could do this. I think that we could have a hypnosis center. And this is just one way that Maureen was very important in the development of the center, is she backed me 100%. We figured out a budget, and I did all the research. I was reading all the books, watching all the videos, listening to all the audios, getting ready. And we opened the hypnosis center. It wasn't the Banyan Hypnosis Center at the time, because I didn't want it to be about me. I wanted to create an environment like I worked in at the Lutheran Social Services in Grand Forks. It was a wonderful environment where you had peers that you could talk to, get input from, you could get supervision, and I thought, I wanted to create a center like that. And so we found this location. It was in a small strip mall by a busy highway. It was 20 feet by 100 feet. So 2,000 square feet. It had four walls. We went in there, designed the hypnosis center from scratch. We had three offices, receiving area, two video viewing rooms where clients could come in and watch a video about hypnosis, and then some other storage and office type space. And we built it out, got it done, opened the door, and people started coming in. Not a lot, but it started. And that was July of 1996. So, what happened was, I was scared to death. I was scared to death all the time because, yes, I was certified. Yes, I was trained. And you know what? I'm a good student. I know how to study. I know how to organize things in my mind. But as clients came in, I was not really prepared to the level I wanted to be prepared. Why is this? It's because a client would come in and I would say, what am I going to do? Am I going to do parts work? Am I going to do guided visualization? Am I going to do direct suggestion hypnosis? Am I going to do age regression hypnosis, parts therapy? What am I going to do? And I felt like I was always just going by the seat of my pants. And that's when it happened. I realized I needed to be more organized. And it just so happened at the time, I began reading this book called The E-Myth. I believe it's by Gerber. The E-Myth. It changed everything for me because I had a lot of training in psychology. I had significant training in hypnosis, but I did not have any business training. And in the book, they talk about that most successful businesses are a system. And this whole idea of a system is what revolutionized small business and made big businesses out of small businesses. And the example they use in the book is McDonald's. Now, McDonald's is not the best hamburger in the world, but it's probably the number one selling hamburger in the world. Probably the number one selling French fries. It's probably the number one seller of Coca-Cola products. Why is that? And it was because very early on, an entrepreneur said, what we have here is not just a hamburger joint. What we have here is a system. And he bought that system and went to town duplicating that system and improving it as it went along. And that set me out looking for a system. One of the things I noticed right away, I mean, what's the first, one of the first things you do with a client, you're going to give them the pre-talk and then you're going to hypnotize them. And as I was looking at the work of some of the greats, and I was not really interested in doing these long, prolonged hypnotic inductions. I was convinced by what I had studied, what I had seen, that deep hypnosis could be reached in a minute or less. And I was reading and studying videos, and these teachers who taught these rapid inductions kind of implied that if I could not get someone into deep hypnosis, somnambulism, Harry Aaron's stages 4, 5, and 6, then there was something wrong with me. And I knew there was nothing wrong with me. I was a good student, as I said before. And so I said, I need a system that will reliably get people into a deep state of hypnosis, convince them that they're in hypnosis, and then utilize the most powerful techniques available to the hypnotist. And as I started doing the research, I was very heavily influenced by some of the great people in hypnosis in the modern day. And among them are Gil Boyne, his techniques, often the way they were taught by Jerry Kine. There's Charles Tebbets, Harry Ahrens, Dave Ellman. Richard Hart was important to me in my development as a hypnotist. And most importantly, the development of 5-PATH, 5-phased advanced transformational hypnosis. And what I did is I took the most powerful techniques available to the hypnotist and arranged them in an order such that they increase the probability of success of each phase. So phase one is preparation, testing, and convincing. Doing all the preparation necessary so that any normal person, anyone of normal intelligence, mentally healthy, can go quickly into a deep state of hypnosis. They can then be convinced that they're in hypnosis. They can be tested that they're in the proper level of hypnosis, which for the work we do is the deep level, stages 4, 5, and 6. Then after that's done, once you have somnambulism and a hopeful client, someone that knows that they're hypnotized, you're in a perfect situation to use one of the most powerful techniques, phase two, age regression. And I added to that age progression work, which goes to the cause of the problem, neutralizing the cause and even transforming it from something negative, oftentimes to something positive, causing us to experience through insight hypersuggestibility. Then what we're able to do is segue those insights into hypnotic suggestions for what they came into that can last a lifetime. That's followed by the Gestalt work. Now, this is highly influenced by Gil Boyne. He's the one that I'm aware of that brought this Gestalt work, typically chair therapy, and it's also taught by Jerry Kine, that you can get these insights, and I use it predominantly as phase three, forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, because anger towards other people can still hang us onto the problem. When we overcome that anger, we gain more insights, which allows us to segue, once again, through hypersuggestibility, into giving more suggestions that ensure even more so that the suggestions given will last a lifetime. And then phase four, which is going to be the chance to do forgiveness of self. Because once we've cleared out the cause of the problem, once we've forgiven and cut loose those people who are most closely associated with the problem, then what's left? Our contribution, if any, to the problem. And it might be just that we hung on to it for so long. And we can then do that forgiveness of self. We can get rid of guilt. We can get rid of anger at the self. Those last few things that can hold us to that problem. And the insights generated from that process, done right, creates a hyper state of suggestibility. We segue from that into the direct suggestion for what they came in for. Now, these four things together take care of the vast majority of clients, those who do not have a significant level of secondary gain. But for those that do have significant levels of secondary gain, we've got phase five, which is a particular kind of parts work that I design based on the mediation process. And it's specifically designed to remove secondary gain. So we don't want to work with secondary gain until we've eliminated the primary cause of the problem. Once that's done, if the problem persists, I'll show you how to check and make sure that it is caused by secondary gain, and then we can move into parts mediation work. All right, so 5-PATH enabled me to teach these 5 phases, and it would work with virtually any kind of client problem that would come in. It could be fear of heights. It could be a bad habit, like biting your nails. It could even be something like alcohol abuse. And we could use the same system. When you use the same system for everything, you get good at the tools. You become confident and competent with using the tools within the system. instant and rapid inductions, covert testing, convincers, age regression, parts mediation, forgiveness work over and over again. Okay? This allowed us to easily work with just every issue that came in. The system allowed it to be easier to teach and easier to supervise my hypnotherapist that began to work for me at the center. And being able to teach these people then led me to wanting to teach others, and I became certified in the National Guild of Hypnotists to become an instructor, and eventually wrote the manuals that became NGH-approved textbooks. And so when you take our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course, that means that the course and the textbooks we use are approved by the National Guild of Hypnotists. Upon graduation, you get our certification from our school plus NGH certification. Now, shortly after that, I was inspired to create, and I don't talk a lot about this on the podcast because I like it to be the big surprise when you come into class, a very special, unique form of self-hypnosis. It's very special and very unique. It's mind, body, and spirit, but it actually has the power to do the work that I mentioned in 5-Path, but to be able to do it in the privacy of your own mind. I'm going to teach you how to do that. You're going to experience it in the class. Okay. After 5 years, we expanded from our 5,000 square feet into the area next to us where we had the classroom and our production facilities and things like that to a 4,000 square foot facility. We built a new business model called the Banyan Star business model. You can search for that, or maybe I'll get a link down below. But you can see how to copy what I'm doing. And when you copy what I'm doing, you're going to be able to get what I'm getting. And that is an affluent, prosperous, hypnosis business that has steady cash flow. I can go on vacation, or heaven forbid, I could get sick, and the money keeps coming in. And we developed this business model that we teach and use today. After 10 years in Minnesota and Minneapolis area, we relocated to Tustin, California. I'm originally from Los Angeles. Maureen and I lived in Orange County before we went to Minnesota. And after 24 years in North Dakota and Minnesota, loved the people but got tired of the winters and relocated back to Orange County, where we continue teaching, training people, coaching people. That's something new. We now offer coaching to our graduates. Very selective. It's not for everybody. If you take our course, ask about my coaching program. It's one-on-one. It's better than the internship. It's better than the externship. And it's the best way to do the most you can to ensure hypnosis success for your business. And then what we're going to do in the future is we're just going to continue improving what we do. We listen to you. When you say, I want a podcast on such and such, by golly, if it makes sense, we're going to get you a video on that. When people say, I wish you'd do training materials on such and such, by golly, if it makes sense, I'm going to do that. That's why our training courses and our training materials are so popular, is because generally it's what you've requested, or it's what I wish I would have had sometime earlier in my career. All right, that's it. Happy 18th anniversary to me, and 18th anniversary to Maureen Banyan, and happy anniversary to everyone that's been a part of this, either as a student, a client, or an employee at our center. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for helping me celebrate my 18th anniversary. I won't bring it up again probably until the 20th anniversary, or maybe the 25th, or maybe the 50th. Oh boy, this will all be white by then, won't it? All right, that's it. You go out there, help somebody with hypnosis, help yourself with hypnosis, and just teach the world about hypnosis. This is Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.